Hello.
Hello, this is Sadavtar.
Hi, Sadavtar. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you the one who that I often see on Yahoo Networks?
No. It's my first time joining your conference.
Oh, good.
Inder has referred me. She says you're wonderful.
Oh, God bless her. She's a sweetheart. Glad to have
she
you
is.
Dear.
Thank you.
And who else is coming on?
Inder.
Oh, there, Inder, your friend Sadavtar is here.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
And who else is here? Oh, I thought there were a few other people. Well, it must be really cold up north, huh?
It is.
It is.
Do you both
But I love it.
Oh, good.
I don't.
We both live in Windsor.
Amritsar.
Amrit?
Yes?
Hi, Amrit. How are you?
I'm good. Who are you?
Good. This is the girl who's living the miracles.
Yes,
if you read
I
the
am.
Newsletter.
Yes, I am.
What living proof, huh?
Yep.
That's fabulous.
Gratefully so.
Yeah.
Satnam.
Satnam, who's this?
Haridas.
Who?
Haridas from Bemidji, Minnesota.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, Sadanam. Sadanam from Southern California?
Yes.
And who else?
Satnam.
Oh, who's this?
Satnam. It's Harry Inder from New Jersey, Erie.
Hi, dear. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Satnam. Satnam, who's this?
Ruth Fondre from Los Angeles.
Oh, welcome, dear. Welcome.
How are you?
Hi.
Satnam Sirgion. This is Susie.
Susie Castilla?
Yes.
Oh, hi, dear. Welcome.
Satnam.
Thank
Satnam.
You.
Satnam.
Oh, Sakatar.
Yes.
Oh, good to have you. Did you
Thank
see
you.
That now my whole website can be translated instantly with Google?
Yes, the only right. thing that the translation is not really accurate.
Oh, it's not?
Some is okay, some is very strange.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, because some words, you know, can have two or three different meanings, but anyway.
Oh, but whatever, okay.
Argo Ben.
Yeah. Hi, Hargo Ben. Welcome.
Hello.
Gururubi.
Who is this?
Gururubi from Texas.
Oh, hi, dear. Brother and sister are here.
Yes,
glad to have you.
Nice. Hi, Hargo Ben.
Hey, Guru.
Okay, well, I think it's time to get going.
There's two more people here.
So, everybody, please sit straight.
Shirley Linton.
Shirley?
Yeah.
Welcome. Huh?
Hi.
Hi.
Is that Nancy?
Welcome. Hi.
Hi. I've had a hard time getting on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I went and got a different phone.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody, please sit straight.
And Rahmane are here, too.
Oh, welcome. Welcome. So please sit straight, palms together at the heart center. And begin long, deep breathing. Long, deep breathing. Eyes at the brow point. And inhale to begin. Namo. Oh. Long deep breathing. Long deep breath, totally relax. Totally relax. And begin heart breath. If there are background noises, please press star and then 6, such as a door opening. Long deep breath. And now breathe out of your heart. You're actually breathing through your nose, but feel like the air is coming out of your heart. If you are moving around or typing on your computer, please press star 6 because we can hear it. Okay. And now feel this wonderful presence. It's coming from your heart. And now connect with everybody who's on this phone call from your heart. And connect with everybody who's listening to the recording from the heart.
Narendra, I apologize for being 7 minutes late.
God bless you, dear. We're doing heart breath.
God bless you. How are you?
We're meditating now.
Okay.
Okay, now... feel your preciousness. Feel your preciousness. Okay, so it's Yogi Bhajan who is here. And he says he would like you to feel your preciousness. He says he has regard for your preciousness. He has love for your preciousness. He says, and he wants you to have the same. If you have music playing in the background, please press star 6. Well, this is... okay, so it appears as though it's Yogi Bhajan who's talking today. Okay. surprised? You all are surprised? He says, yes, I always surprised you. He says, he says he has a reputation of being very, well, he calls it hard-ass on us. And yes, I'm saying, yes, sir, you were hard-ass to us.
Yeah.
He says, well, I still am. He says, because I want, he says, all of you are extraordinary bright lights, and he wants all of us to shine. He says, not only for ourselves, but also for everybody we come in contact with. He's reminding us that he came here to create teachers. He says, you all are teachers. He is so, how can I say, filled with love. And how can I say, humble appreciation that people, that so many people have taken on the role of teacher. He is so grateful for that. I wish I could speak with his accent and everything, but I can't.
I remember it well.
Yeah. So, but he wants, he says, you can't go forward unless you understand your preciousness. And he's not talking in an egocentric way. He's not talking in an egocentric way. To appreciate your preciousness, it means to go way down, much deeper than the ego. You know, the one that says, I am this, I am that. Oh, look at this. Oh, I feel so bad. I feel so hurt. It means going way, way below that level. It means relaxing into that soul of yours, to that graciousness, to that kindness that is there once you heal through. If you read the last newsletter about trances, he says, yes, that was my teaching. He says, I did my best to teach this girl. It took her a long time to understand it, but okay. He says, you are very qualified beings. He wants you to understand that. You are miraculously qualified beings. And he wants you to drop any identification, any association that you might be anything else but a qualified being. He says, do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now the one who is typing on their computer, can you press star 6 on your phone? And then that way we don't hear the background noise. Thank you. He loves your presence. He says, in your sadhana, he says, if you do it alone or you do it with anybody else, it doesn't matter. He says, unite your souls. He says, we are, as a Khalsa, we are one being. He wants you to know that. He says, we have one quality. He says, we are one. He says, don't forget, we are one in the spirit. He says, and he wants you to live that. He says, all these other shenanigans that are going on, he says, yes, be mindful of them. He says, but he wants you to go much deeper than that. He wants your heart. He wants, let me be very clear about this. Hold on. He wants you to know that you are one. Even if you are apparently on one side or another, or no side, it doesn't matter. He says, you are one. He says, all this stuff, he says, is guaranteed. And I'm asking, why is it guaranteed? He says, the old structure was good for the Piscean age. He says, but this new, he says, we have to change it now, so that everyone steps up to who they are in this oneness of Khalsa, to understand what your role is. He says, I will whisper in your heart. He said, I do already. I have for eons. He says, listen to me. He says, listen to the guru. He says, listen to all the gurus. Listen to all the saints and angels in heaven. He says, listen to my good friend Baba Siddhi Chand. He says, we are all here, united in oneness, to lead you into oneness. He says, that's all this Aquarian age is about. He says, don't blame others. Don't hurt others. He says, tell the whole story, including how you may have caused the wickedness in the situation. He says, tell the balance. He said, I always emphasize character. Do you remember he would call it corrector? Corrector, he'd call it. He says, it is very important for you to live in your character. He says, pay special attention to that. That is your gem. And if you move out of that, you put yourself in a very unsafe place. He said, even if you are afraid that if you live in your character, it will have difficult consequences. For instance, you might lose your job. For instance, people might have a bad opinion of you if they knew this or that. He says, you know, don't spread all your dirty laundry all over, but in situations that are important for you to tell the whole truth, he says, tell it. He says, you are my dear ones. You are my blessed ones. You must know who you are. He says, you must be the aperture through which the Aquarian age comes through. He says, you are a blessing to the Aquarian age. And you who are on the phone, and you who are listening to this, either, you know, soon or in the future, he says, understand that I'm talking to you. I am not leaving anyone out. If you even have a whiff of, he says, my name, what he's talking about is the name of the infinite. If you even have a whiff of this, he says, you are involved. He says, appreciate your depth. Appreciate the blessing that is you, and understand that you, as this mechanism of energy that comes from, he calls it another planet. Well, he means another plane. This transformative energy that's coming through, he says, you all have agreed to have your own energy systems transfixed, transformed into a mechanism that can pull this divine energy more succinctly into this earth level. He says, that is why you are teachers. That is why you are healers. And he also says, heroes, givers, and saints. He says, you are bringing this knowledge, but knowledge in the deep sense of knowing. You are bringing this very, very profound love and this ability to transform. Honor this ability to transform within yourself and understand that it flows out to others. He says, because we're all one. He says, you put it in the network and it flows everywhere. Please, please, he says, honor yourself. Okay, now he's asking you to sit straight and breathe deeply. And he asks that you honor this being that is you. Honor this being that is you. Use your breath. He says, and if any ideas come into your head, oh, I couldn't be, how could I possibly be, oh, I am the greatest, of course it's me, he says, let them all go. He says, go into neutral, go into shunya. He says, that's who you really are. He says, everything else, whether positive, negative, whatever, he says, those are trances. He says, God bless us, some of them work for us, some of them don't. He's asking us to go beyond that and go to shunya. and honor, totally honor this wealth that you are, this beauty that you are, this profound alignment. There's the key. You are this profound alignment. Please be it. Please know yourself. Your true self, the self with a capital S, and allow it to formulate, allow it to do its work through you. Serve it. Serve this blessing of what comes through you. He says, I love you. He says, I love you, love you, love you. He says, never, never question that. Well, of course, you can have the question, but he means never doubt that. If you feel unloved, you open your mind. He says, you rip open your heart like Superman would rip open his jacket, and you expose your heart to him. He's there. He's with you. And he says that he is profoundly grateful for the commitment that you, your soul, has made in order to do this journey. Feel the connection, the oneness. Know that you are not separated from anyone or anybody. No matter what it seems, you are not separated. You are not separated. He said, you've heard of Siamese twins? He says, well, you are twins with everybody, everybody's soul. Understand that and hold your place. Hold your place of integrity. Your integrity is profound. Do not jump out of it. He's saying don't be rigid. He says that's not what integrity is. It's kindness. It's flowing. It's charity kalav, which is buoyant spirit. But it is the song of truth that flows from you. Your integrity, your character, is a song of the truth that flows through you. Let your purity reign. In love. Do that heart breath. In love. He says, I'm not leaving you. He says, you were blessed, and allow the blessings to flow. Sat Nam. Okay, so now he's asking, does anybody have any responses? Any experience with him? Yes, this was a surprise. I was sort of shocked. And I heard, oh, this is Yogi Bhajan. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're with it.
Okay. Satnam.
Huh?
Satnam, this is Satkatar.
Hi, Satkatar.
Forgive me, I'm just a little emotional.
Okay, that's okay.
When you said that it was Yogi Bhajan who was speaking, mm-hmm. It was immediately like a very strong energy come to me.
Yes.
And feel all part of my body. And of course,
would you repeat that?
Pardon?
Would you repeat that part? You felt what?
I feel all my cells.
All your cells,
All my cells was feeling, you know, that energy coming.
Wonderful.
All part of my body. And, of course, it was like, silently I cry, you don't hear me, but it was, you know, the tear come by himself.
Yes, well, certainly you were very close to him. You live over at the ranch where he lived.
Yes. There probably was something more deep for some reason. Something deep, not more deep, but deep for some for that reason. And I want to just say this, when I followed the teacher training this year, doing a meditation, you know, you remember the Sissing Sab said always that the name of Nanak is no.
Right, nothing,
it was,
That's
yeah,
what
it was something, yeah, it was something I really think about often. Because sometimes you need to say no for some, you can accept everything. Anyway, and come to my mind this, is to say, never say no to your grace, your integrity, your divinity.
Yes, that's true.
Donc, it's, it's what I want to share.
That is wonderful. God bless you, dear. We appreciate that very much.
Thank
very
you.
Much. Thank you for sharing. Would anybody else
Yes, Naranyan.
Hari Inder? Okay, so I hear Hari Inder and I hear Naranyan.
Yes.
Okay. So wait a minute. Let's let Hari Inder go and then Naranyan, okay?
Okay.
Hari Inder, I just want to thank our beloved master, Yogi Bhajan, for giving me myself back to myself.
Wonderful.
And giving me the courage, determination, the patience to do this. I'm greatly, greatly grateful. Thank you, Master.
Oh, God bless you, dear. He's hugging you. He's hugging everybody. Thank you. Naranyan.
Satnam. I'm here with one of my students, Manjod. Students of the yoga. He's in our teacher training program, and Wednesdays is our day to clean the studio and straighten everything up. And I was on the line, and I started. He was cleaning, and I was, you know, listening and quietly meditating, and this overwhelming energy came over me, and it felt like an expansion at my heart center.
Wonderful.
I began to cry, and I thought, well, maybe it's not right or something. And
no, it's right.
And then I said, Manjod, I think I'm going to put her on speaker, and you should really, you know, enjoy this too. So we're sitting on the stage now. He stopped cleaning, and I could barely hold it together as you were talking. And I keep feeling waves of powerful energy flowing through me and around me, and just letting me know that I'm not crazy and I'm not alone. I do try to come picture all the time, and, you know, there's a lot of people that come in the teacher training program, and I just feel grateful to be on this call and know, again, to be reaffirmed that Yogi Bhajan is forever present with us, and he hasn't left, and he's always there for us. And thank you so much for doing this call and being the grace and the channel for him to come through and the light. Thank you so much.
God bless you, dear. I can't tell you what an honor it is. God bless you. And we have time for one more person who would like to share.
Hello.
Would anybody
Hello?
Else? Hello? Who is
I would. Liz Andre?
Oh. Liz Andre?
Liz Andre from
Ruth.
Los Angeles.
Okay. Ruth, how
yes,
are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
I guess I never got a chance to formally meet Yogi Bhajan in the environment of a studio. And I guess I'm just kind of excited to for his presence to be here, and then a little surprised because I asked for his presence this week, and so I'm very grateful that he's there, and that he's around and that he's listening, and very grateful for being able to learn Kundalini Yoga and helping so much with my health and my life.
Wonderful. Well, he's like tickling you and sort of slapping you on the back at the same time. He says, "I'm here. Of course I'm here." He says, "I never left." And you know, Ruth works at Yoga West, which is where he would teach when he was in Los Angeles. He taught there very many years. He says, "Yes, dear, you help hold that sacred space." Thank you, he says.
Thank you.
Okay, so God bless you all. And I honor all of our oneness. Isn't that fabulous? That we are all one. Okay, so now for the closing song. I actually remembered again. Okay, palms together at the center of the chest. Oh, and let's thank Yogi Bhajan for coming in.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And inhale now, to begin. May the loving-kind sun shine upon you, all love around you, and the pure light within you guide your way. Guide your way on. Inhale. It is a blessing to your kindness, blessing to your holiness. You are the blessing. He says, please hold it in great admiration and great kindness. God bless you. Sat Nam. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Sat Nam.